"How are you so sweet?" he demanded gruffly.
"I eat a lot of delicacies and cakes."
A snort sounded. "You are also silly, but I like it."
"Somehow I am gathering you believe this to be flattery."
"Yes," he retorted, without an instant's hesitation.
"It's the most absurd and inelegant compliment," she agreed mischievously. "My lessons are failing."
He thought for a few moments. "Your eyes are as brown as mud, but prettier. Your lips are as thick." Verity choked on her laughter.
"Thick? We have spent so many hours reading Lord Byron, John Blunt, and...
She broke off, giggling. "Oh, what is this delightful girlish laugh I hear?" Then he acted as if he caught the sound and placed it over his heart. She sobered and stared at him, desperately wishing for his kiss.
"We are good friends, aren't we, James?"
"Do not be a silly goose and ruin it," she reminded herself fiercely. Friends did not go around kissing each other. He looked at her in surprise and then, after a moment, smiled.
"As unlikely as it seems, Verity, we are."
He unexpectedly curved his arm around her shoulders and dragged her into the solid wall of his chest, into a hug. Verity waited for him to lift her chin and place his lips to hers. Instead of the kiss she had anticipated, his fingers lightly traced her cheek. Her pulse pounded, and she felt confused by the breathless sensations tumbling through her heart. She pressed her face even more against his chest, wishing she could stay there forever. The thought so startled her she pulled away, putting a respectable distance between them. He rubbed the back of his neck, a too heavy sigh slipping from him.
"I am weary."
She paused at the admission.
"I shall take my leave. Perhaps we may have our lesson tomorrow, then."
And she wondered then for how long they would prolong this charade. As if he had peeked into her mind, he said,
"It is time we pick a date to end our lessons, Verity. We have been taking an enormous gamble with your reputation for over a month, and I would be a reprobate to keep us on this path."
"Am I getting to be a good fighter, then?" she demanded archly.
"You are incredible."
And that left her speechless, for his tone echoed with such genuine admiration. All the possible replies running through her mind felt useless, so she made no reply. Verity collected her reticule and hat with veil.
"Stay."
"Only for a few minutes."
And she stayed for an hour, curled into the softness of the sofa, while the Earl sat in the high-backed chair before the fire, his legs sprawled in front of him, gazing into the flames. During which time Verity had her book open, reading into the stillness of the night, ignoring the lump forming in her throat and the unusual ache stirring in her soul for James.